Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who haven't figured out what team you play for yet, may we here at Dog Poet Transmitting wish you a happy, joyous, and most assuredly prosperous new year, here on the verge of the end, or the beginning of all things. To say that the human race en masse has been a disappointment overall is to understate the case considerably. But let us not tarry over long on the perception that circumstances are not as good as they might have been, because the wheel is still in spin. Regardless of how things might look at the moment, we ain't there yet. We haven't even defined what there is. But, as the Chief Justice once said about porn, I can't tell you what it is, but I'll know it when I see it. So welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Hovering both in our imaginations and in reality, somewhere in the atmosphere around us. Greetings we extend from the Sirius Cluster and the Arcturian Brotherhood, those aggregates of evolved awareness and compassionate industry who vibrate in the ethers, waiting upon the opportunity to be helpful to those who seek aid here in the manifest darkness of shake-and-bake materialism. All is not lost, and help is on the way. We have no idea what the new year brings. We suspect it will be different for each of us, at times subtly so and at times widely divergent, which according to appearances is to be expected. We have no idea what may or may not happen, but at least we know that and are not deceived by outrageous expectations nor pessimism, whatever the source of that might be. We're just here and you're there, and here and there might be one and the same, and in some cases they most certainly are. What does Trump mean? How did it happen? Something more than what any of us know has been at work. While we see disturbing patterns of the same old, engaged in one more redundant renaissance of firecrackers going off at one point and empty wrappers and runaway bottles rattling in the early morning wind of people having gone somewhere. Oftentimes, what happens in life turns out not to be what so many of us hope for or are dreadfully expectant of. People get it wrong. Professional gamblers get it wrong. Political and religious figures get it wrong, and exist as examples of the same. While it all seems to trace back to being wrong about original premises to begin with. Original premises somehow get compromised by That old black magic of self-interest. It's a bit like lies. No matter how skillfully they may be created, maintained, and added to, when they come up against the truth, they break apart and are dispersed in the wind. Did we say Happy New Year? I suspect we have. It is a new year now, but it won't matter a great deal unless there's a new you to accompany it. You can't change the year or the stretch of time that beckons if the same individual shows up to pass through it. After all, the year is designed to accommodate itself to the player who engages it. It is designed to teach a series of lessons, and a great deal is dependent on whether you are the sort of person to need those particular lessons. Adaptation has a lot to do with any situation or force that one comes up against. Isn't adaptation what lessons are all about? And isn't life simply a school where one learns by adaptation or an increasing severity of knocks? There are options besides adaptation. One of them is departure. Every environment and condition is some version of a process not unlike what happens in video games. Video games are composed of levels. You pass the relative tests and you move to another level and you get bounced. That can go on for a long time. Some schools of thought say that the whole thing is just a joke. The Zen players are big on that one. And others say it's just a game. Some like to romanticize it. Some like to define it as a dance of meat puppets with no meaning. They say it came out of nothing and goes back to nothing and you only get the one ride. They also say it doesn't matter what you do because there's no God and no higher authority. You spend any time looking around and you find out that every madness possible has got a following. We got pagans and witches jumping over bonfires. We got Noam Chomsky's and Stephen Hawking's, both of whom are disabled in different ways. We got professional and highly paid atheists like Richard Dawkins, and world-class psychopaths too numerous to name. We got entertainers that are not entertaining and musicians without music who couldn't write their way out of a paper bag. We got a Walmart to end all Walmarts of everything for everyone, smorgasbord of useless points of view designed to keep you occupied until you move on to the next one. We got a Baskin and Robbins of countless flavors of ignorance suffused with glittering confetti, with a soundtrack of poor scene politicos giving speeches on what they are going to do one day, but not at the moment. If life was once a box of good and plenty, it now looks like a box of good and stupid, and the box isn't empty. I suppose at this point you might ask, well, Visible, don't you think maybe you're in need of a good antidepressant? No, this is all just a wind-up to some kind of point further up the road. Few of us, even only a little informed, would be inclined to doubt what has been said so far, but we only know what we know at the moment we are in. There's no telling what's waiting out there, and that is because so few of us know what is waiting within us. Life provides and we react. Herein lies the key to the whole matter. We must still the reactive mind. Your obliging commentator has experienced the truth of this in recent fashion. What is amusing is that we already knew this to be true, but screwed it up again anyway. Such is life. Seriously, my friends, I have come more and more at every turn to the reality of this truth, and that is that we are holding ourselves hostage to the whimsy of the reactive mind. We react according to patterns of belief and thought that are based on assumptions that are based on character defects. Stop reacting and begin living. If you're still alive, it's not too late. I believe this is the essence of the teachings of the Buddha, and it was exemplified in the life that he lived. Of course, there's a deeper meaning to it all, but we won't get that deeper meaning until we go below the surface in search of it. And what we are likely to discover in this pursuit is our own true self, devoid of character defects, devoid of patterns of manufactured belief and thought, and devoid of the whimsy that attends the uncertainty that can always be found when we misrepresent ourselves to ourselves and thereby create a twisted reflection of the same thing. You can't be what you are not. You can give the impression of what you are not, but you will still not be what you are. I hope that comes across as clearly as I intended it to. The point of this whole escapade this morning, or this evening as far as the rest of you are concerned, is to reduce the endless confusion that seems to attend our daily disorders of trying to muddle through it all. It can all be broken down into very simple understandings, and I will try to present those in a simple fashion right now. In order to succeed at this thing called life, be it game, joke, nothingness out of nothingness, boot camp, or a meaningful exercise for the meaningful, it matters not whether it is any of these, or more likely none of them, and certainly not in their entirety. Here are is the salient points. Point. Stand guard at the gateway of the mind, and cast out thought until emptiness comes into resonance. Residence. Or, if you prefer. At that point, you will be given a true reflection of yourself, and the image cast upon your being will be the true image of what you are, unadulterated by false reasoning and whatever unfortunate self-interest might have been driving you prior to. The moment you let go of every false component of yourself, whether self-manufactured or imprinted upon you, while you are not standing guard at the gateway of the mind, these things will depart on their own because you're no longer holding them in place. The magnetism that kept them in your orbit will relinquish them, and they will all float away into the empty space out of which they originated. When one's personal focus is on the prime mover, it becomes more than it is on anything else. If it does, the prime mover will take up residence in you. The truth is that the prime mover is already in residence, but until so acknowledged, there is no operational connection. It is very much like a break in the electrical connection in a car. The car won't start. As soon as the connection is positively rewired, the car will start. There is nothing wrong with the car. It's the same thing with spiritual realization. Once the eternal flame has been ignited, it doesn't go out. You might get lost on the way or think you were lost, but the flame will always burn through whatever God put between you and the flame. It's just a matter of time. The personal attention to it will expedite the result with surprising speed. New Year's resolutions are a waste of time if the same person who failed the last time is still driving the car. I direct the attention of the listener to the chariot of Arjuna. There he stands with the reins of his hand, in his hand, but behind him stands Krishna. Recognition of the truth of this takes all the responsibility out of the hands of the one who perennially thinks they are driving the chariot and then drives it into the ditch. Only Krishna, or whatever personification of the divine works for you, is capable of driving the chariot. It's simple. Your job is to stand guard at the gateway of the mind, so that the one really driving it all, the prime mover, is not blocked by you. All failure is some personalized effort at handling a cosmic event. Become the toreador and the bull cannot gore you. We use the term bull in every possible permutation of it. Anyone who has studied the historical record of those who are still remembered or having excelled at what we are discussing here knows that they have all been simpletons, fools, or outlaws, or strange eclectics of some form or another. The ineffable makes curious choices for what are very sound reasons. I suppose you could say, a little child shall lead them. Our duty is to stand guard at the gateway of the mind and let in no thoughts we know are not the thoughts of the ineffable. It is a very simple truth, but the mind complicates it. Why let a monkey loose in your head? At first, it seems impossible to accomplish it. Every time you try, you find out that you got distracted again. It's like trying to hold mercury still on a hand mirror. And this is because you are trying to make it happen instead of letting the unshakable hand do the work. The details are not our concern. Getting out of the way is our concern. And letting the one who handles the details handle the details. However long it takes to get this is how long it takes. Personal effort will always result in failure because personal effort always has a personal objective in mind. How can you accomplish something you don't comprehend in the first place? You can't. I can look for 1,000 different ways to present the same concept where only one is ever necessary. stand guard at the gateway of the mind. It all comes out of there. And everything you see external to yourself is a projection of the mind. The person standing next to you does not see it as you do. They are projecting something different based on whatever personal issue is driving them. No matter what self-help systems you get involved in, and no matter what spiritual guidelines you employ, unless you are standing guard at the gateway of the mind, there are no competent air traffic controllers in the tower. Goodness. Well, unless I forget to say it again, Happy New Year! And may it be a real and lasting one for yourselves, with a brand new you there to be living it. And you will find that year may turn out to be quite a bit different than the years preceding it when the same other person was going through it. My friends, it is a new year. All of them have been. Let's start this one out with a new you. All right, then. We've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week in this new year, if there is one. Stand guard at the gateway of the mind and let your heart do the thinking. Hope. I almost left that out. Once the heart swallows the mind, you have pretty much got your head on straight. That said, Hare Krishna. Greetings, my good friend, the Lord Ganesh. Meacham Ambu, Guru Bawa. Much love, Lady Nature. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Om Amitabha. La ilaha il alahu. Carry on, Baha'u'lla. Aloha. And Aru.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. It can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.